This is a guided meditation to help you presence uncomfortable symptoms, whether it's pain or fatigue or other neurological symptoms or anxiety or stress, whatever it might be. We're going to take a moment to come into your body and come towards the part of you that might feel like it's in danger or unsafe or uncertain. So just begin by breathing into your belly. And as you exhale, just imagine letting go of tension and becoming a little more present in your belly, feeling your feet or your bottom on the ground, and just for a moment, becoming still and present, no matter what it feels like in your body. Taking this moment of being willing to come towards that which tends to scare you. You're in a safe container right now to guide you through this process. And through this conscious presencing, hopefully diffusing some of the fear or anxiety that's associated with whatever you're sensing in your body. When we get into a state of chronic stress or dysregulation, there's often a part of us in our psyche that feels like there's a threat that needs to be solved, that maybe is picking up on sensations in the body that a part of us wants to go away because it's triggering or it's scary, it's unknown. And so we're just going to take a moment to become familiar with that part of us that feels like we're in danger, that is habitually scared, that's always trying to fix it. This is the part of you that just wants whatever the sensation is to go away, that wants to feel more in control. So just be willing for a moment to witness this, because it's happening inside of you, whether you're paying attention or not. There's a part of you that's scared. And be willing to feel with that part of you for just a moment, not trying to solve anything. This is not the time to find the answer. It's not the time to figure it out. It's just time to come towards yourself, to feel what's inside, to hear what's inside, and to meet it with a loving presence. So just breathing in and bringing attention to that scared part of you and saying to yourself, I'm here. I'm here now and I'm listening. And I know that you want me to figure this out. I know that you want this to go away, but for right now, I'm just going to be with you. I'm not here to fix it. I'm not here to solve it. I'm here to witness and to be part of it with you so that you know you're not alone. This is the messaging to give to yourself. And just breathe and imagine holding yourself, or maybe you give yourself a squeeze right now while you're just breathing and hearing the alarm that's been going off in your body. And for a few moments, let this alarm tell you everything that it's scared about. And try to imagine that you are a healthy, strong, safe adult listening to a scared child, and you're listening with intent to fully hear it, but to not be alarmed yourself, to listen to the alarm, to listen to the part of you that feels like it's in danger, but to not be in alarm yourself. So it's like two points of awareness, just listening and hearing and holding. And as you're listening, imagining nodding to this part of you that's scared, saying, I hear you, I feel you, It must be really hard to feel this way, but we're not going to fix this right now. We're not going to try to solve this. We're just going to be with this. To be with the uncertainty, the frustration, the fear. And to let this part of you know that it's finally not alone. There's a healthy inner adult inside of you that is awakening, that's wanting to hold space for the scared parts of you. Realizing that the scared part of you often thinks that everything is a 5-alarm fire, that everything is potentially the worst scenario. That's its voice, and it just wants to be heard. And asking it what it really needs. What does it really need from you right now in this moment? If it's not about fixing it right now in this moment, what does it need? Can you feel that it needs connection? That it needs to just not be alone? Letting it know that it's not alone in this danger response, that it's not alone with the symptom, the sensation. That there's a part of you, an inner, healthy adult self, that has an endless and infinite capacity to hold space, that has access to your heart center, that has access to universal intelligence, and that can handle these fears. It can handle these sensations minute by minute, hour by hour. And by simply being present and handling it, and finding that part of you that can be with it and not want to run away, that's ironically what starts to change these sensations. Over time, the alarm, the danger, starts to turn down its dial, starts to turn down its volume as you are willing to just feel the feels and be present and look for the underlying needs. There's often an underlying need behind our symptoms. Maybe it's a need for more security in relationship, or a need for more self-care, or a need to work less, a need for more alone time. Looking for the underlying need, it becomes more apparent what that is as we take time to just listen initially to the danger, to the fear signaling, staying present, not trying to fix, and just being with. And letting the scared part of you know that you're going to keep coming back and listening again and again for a minute or two at a time. And learning how to turn down that volume of the threat response with your loving presence, with your primal trust that you do have access to as you practice being still and breathing and holding yourself when you're in threat. And ending this meditation by letting this part of you know that you're going to keep coming back. It doesn't need to be alone anymore in the danger. You're going to come back and you're going to be with and you're going to hear and you're going to feel the feels. And build neural connection between your mind and your body to build more primal trust, more connection with yourself. This is the most direct way of self-regulation, is through self-presencing, being with your breath, and listening to your inner needs. Be willing to come back to this meditation again and again to strengthen and grow your primal trust.